At the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles tonight, the Academy Awards will be announced. Tucked in among nominees for Best Actor, Actress, and Best Picture is our favorite category, Best Original Score. Our guide through the nominations is Weekend Edition commentator Andy Trudeau.
Just like taxes, the rules for the Oscars seem to change every year. Last time, studios were told not to send recordings of the nominated scores to Oscar voters. This year, it's okay. I guess someone decided that hearing the music is a good thing. Works for me, but we'll see what happens when Oscar 82 rolls around. This year's music alphabet begins with the letter C for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. The score is by Frenchman Alexandre Desplat. We last heard from Alexandre Desplat 2 years ago when he was nominated for his soundtrack to The Queen. As a painter in sound, he applies his colors with great care. In almost every cue, you can hear each of the various thematic threads he's weaving together. And when a melody is called for, well, he can melt your heart. For a film about a man whose body grows younger as he grows older, Desplat wrote melodies that could be played both forwards and backwards. A Curious Case Indeed, music by Alexandre Desplat for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. This year's Oscar alphabet stops next at the letter D. Now, it could have been for The Dark Knight, written mostly by Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard, but the score wasn't nominated, although not for lack of trying. The soundtrack was initially declared ineligible. The Academy gatekeepers counted up the number of composers who had a piece of the score and decided that there were too many cooks in the kitchen. It's too bad these folks didn't remember 1939 when the Best Score Award went to John Ford's Stagecoach and statuettes were handed to four, count them four, composers. After a second listen to The Dark Knight, it was determined that Zimmer and Howard wrote enough to make the score eligible for nomination. But it wasn't. Nominated, that is. No problem, though, for James Newton Howard, who made it on his own for the picture Defiance. Howard's been around the block a few times with previous nominations including Michael Clayton, The Village, and The Fugitive. For a picture set during World War II on the Eastern Front, Howard's score is a model of restraint. Much of the musical argument is in quietly pulsing percussion or low string registers. Now, since a pair of Jewish freedom fighters are at the heart of the movie, there's writing for solo violin. Unlike the John Williams score for Schindler's List, where the fiddle is strongly spotlighted, Howard usually blends it into the texture. Just as Yo-Yo Ma has become the designated cellist for quality film scores, so has Joshua Bell become the violinist to call. He performs the solo work for James Newton Howard's Defiance soundtrack. From the letter D, we jump to M for the biopic Milk. The scoring here is by Danny Elfman, perhaps typecast for those wonderful will-o'-the-wisp themes that he's written for a variety of costume heroes, from Batman to The Flash to Spider-Man. When he does get a dramatic film to score, critics tend to take notice. Two of Elfman's three previous Oscar nominations were for Big Fish and Good Will Hunting. Milk gives him another opportunity to show he's not a one-trick pony. Composer Danny Elfman admitted that scoring the film Milk was a tough challenge. He had to create an equivalent in music for the determination shown by the film's subject, California's first openly gay politician, Harvey Milk. He gave it his best effort in a cue titled Harvey's Theme. Danny Elfman's score for Milk is traditional in the sense that the music charts an emotional course. There's very little that's traditional about this year's fourth Oscar nominee, Slumdog Millionaire, with music by A.R. Rahman. Here's a soundtrack that just wants to rock. A.R. Rahman is a performer, producer, sound mixer, and composer who's got quite a following for his work in India. Not unlike soccer, he's hugely popular everywhere in the world but the United States. Slumdog Millionaire is very much a song score, where the tunes provide atmospheric backdrop and the lyrics sometimes move the plot along. They can't touch me. Usually a film score set in exotic places tries to blend West and East. A.R. Rahman delights in just letting them collide. Oh, did I mention that besides Best Score, A.R. Rahman has two songs nominated as well? Count on hearing a lot of his music tonight. This run-through of the 81st Oscar soundtrack alphabet ends at W with Thomas Newman's music for the Pixar science fiction tale, WALL-E. Set in a galaxy far, far, well, actually pretty close to home, WALL-E is Thomas Newman's first science fiction score. Now, he's not lacked for previous Oscar nominations, including The Good German, Lemony Snicket, Finding Nemo, Road to Perdition, and one of my favorites, American Beauty. WALL-E shows off his wonderful ability to make music out of weird vocal sounds, off-kilter tunings, and melodic fragments. Thank you. Just about everything's in this soundtrack, including the kitchen sink. Here's what sounds to me like a nod to Henry Mancini's Pink Panther. Can you say Robo Munki? Thomas Newman's WALL-E rounds out this year's Oscar nominees for Best Original Score. Also in the hunt are The Curious Case of Benjamin Button by Alexander Desplat, Defiance by James Newton Howard, Milk by Danny Elfman, and Slumdog Millionaire by A.R. Rahman. Now call me old-fashioned, but if I had a ballot, I'd go for a score with strong melodies, crystalline orchestration, one that takes us on an emotional journey. So I'm casting my one non-official vote for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button by Alexander Desplat.
You can hear full tracks from all five Oscar-nominated scores at our website, where you can also spend time with NPR Music's Stephen Thompson. He'll be blogging during tonight's Oscar ceremony along with our pop culture blogger, Linda Holmes. You'll find them at npr.org/Oscars. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.